Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning and inviting you to move forward with me today in an understanding of a greater idea of self and the application of that understanding. The challenge we have is to know that there is something within us, as us, that allows us by recognition to sustain greater good and increase it. For the living spirit sustains you, it sustains me all the time. When we let go and let ourselves move from knowing about this to knowing as it knows, all of a sudden we begin to understand that we have every day, every moment of every day, the opportunity to speak truth from power, not just about power. To speak from oneness, from spiritual understanding, from unlimited possibility. Not just about it, but from it, as it. Tagore said in his wonderful work, "The divine principle of unity has ever been that of an inner-interrelationship. An inner-interrelationship." Now, Dr. Ernest Holmes, on page 392 of the Science of Mind textbook, talks about the same idea in this way. Quote, Dr. Ernest Holmes, "In universal mind is contained the essence of everything that ever was, is, or shall be. The seen and the unseen are in it and governed by it. It is the sole and only creative energy in the universe, and all other apparent creative agencies are it working in different ways." You see, this is why whatever your belief system is involved in, you will prove whatever you believe in to yourself, because it is done unto you as you believe. Someone was pointing out that they found a great strength in using affirmations over and over and over again, and things do change for the better. And I pointed out to him, is it the saying it over and over and over again that's doing it, or your belief that saying it over and over and over again, is that what is doing it? Belief, my friends, belief. Today, you can enhance your belief in the truth of yourself. You can, if you so choose, know that the incarnation of the one indivisible spirit is your being in God, in infinite intelligence, and right now you can know, and know you know, that the living spirit which sustains you is you. See, no subtle form of fear can enter your mind when you know this. No subtle form of doubt or uncertainty can enter your mind. Why? Because you are allowing yourself to believe that any dis-ease, even if you thought it was necessary yesterday, you can free yourself from that today and know that there is no necessity for it in today's thinking, in now thinking. Now, all feelings of depression or discord are eradicated when you do this. Why? Because you are in truth a perfect physical counterpart of God's perfect idea of the human being. Now, if you let go and know this is good enough to be true and think as this truth thinks, what happens? At that point, you are letting this truth about you become what? Become part of your innermost consciousness and outermost experience. Your thoughts, my friends, also do what? They produce activity in every aspect of your life, in every experience of your mind, your body, your world. Your thoughts also produce right activity in all that you're involved in, your home, your work, your play, your creativity, your talent, whatever it is, as you mentally and spiritually accept, for example, abundance, what happens? You begin to experience abundance. If you know that all your needs are met on time, that you give on time and receive on time, and you think as an on-time thinker, then all of a sudden the on-time experience becomes your way no matter how long you've been late. Generosity. Generosity is very important in this understanding. Why? Because if you generously give, what happens? Automatically, if you're giving the right way, you bountifully receive. What if you have cares? What if you have anxiety? What if you have uncertainty going on? All of that is dissipated. Why? Because you are letting go and letting yourself believe in the eternal loving kindness and givingness of life from itself, through itself, to itself. Your life at that point becomes spontaneous, happy, and free. That's the way it was meant to be, and that's the way you can be all the time if you let go and let yourself be that way. Not trying to get to it, but to recognize that spontaneous, happy, and free consciousness is within you always waiting to come forth as you let go and let it come forth. So what you need to do is know there is nothing but good that can come from God. There is nothing but good that can come from universal intelligence, universal love. What does this mean? It means that health, peace of mind, and the joy of living are yours. They're yours right now, and mine, and everyone. In Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. You see, stop seeking your answers outside of you, my friend. Stop looking for your good outside of you. Stop looking for the change for the better outside of you, and look in the right place. Where? Within. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, you may search low here or low there for the kingdom. It is within you. The kingdom of what? The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of abundance, the kingdom of creativity, the kingdom of intelligence. Spinoza said, God is not only the one substance, in that God exists by the sole necessity of its nature. God is the one free cause that in that it acts by the sole necessity of its nature. God is the one free cause in that it acts by the sole necessity of its nature. Think about that. Dr. Ernest Holmes correlates the same idea on page 84, one of the beginning lessons in the Science of Mind textbook, when he points out, the spirit operates through law, which is some part of its own nature. Therefore, all actions must come from some action of spirit as law. All actions must be some action of the spirit as law. Now, we begin to understand this when we realize, as we think, it moves through law, what? The thought. And then it takes form as our world. Going back to basic understanding, your thought is the form that mind takes, your world is the form that thought takes. Now, with this in complete awareness, complete choice of choosing to think as this freedom, as this understanding, as this power, remember, speak truth as power speaks. What happens when you do this? At that point, you begin to know there is only one substance back of all form. All is infinite life and one indivisible whole. Your mind grasps the significance of your unity with the wholeness of life, and you are free as you've never been free before. You see, my friends, there is nothing in the way of your greater good except your idea that something is in the way. There never has been and never can be any separation from the divine pattern that is right where you are. It's not somewhere you have to earn, and you don't have to beg something outside of you to change its mind about you. All you have to do is change your mind about yourself, and the universe says yes. Why? Because the universe always says yes. So this morning, my friends, know with me that every tissue, organ, and function of your body, and I will know that every tissue, organ of my body is spiritually perfect, and that we are all experiencing this perfection in our life right now. And let's know it's not only true of our body, but our home, our work, our play, everything we're involved in. Know that you are an expression of the divine and that you are surrounded by love and friendship. And as Emerson said, if you want a friend, be one. And if you're going to be one, my friends, first be one to yourself. Do the things for you a best friend would. Allow yourself to know that you are integrated in and a part of one universal wholeness. And within you is the fullness of life. It's ready to come forth as a form of your next idea. It's ready to come forth as thick thought to become your world, the world in which you live. You think it and then you move into it. So what are you thinking right now? First about yourself, improve that, and then let the improved idea of self begin to have ideas about the world in which you live. Within you, again, is the fullness of life. Divine wisdom, if you pay attention to it, teaches you and me and anyone that pays attention to it the way of love, and we find ourselves expressing what? The experience of harmony, peace, joy, love, prosperity, health, happiness. To allow yourself to think in a positive way, to be the power of positive purpose in action, is allowing yourself to discover a creativity within you you've never known before. When you do this, you let no possible idea of negation enter your consciousness. All you're doing is looking for a greater way to be a greater you in this greatness we call life. You can know at that moment that your mistakes are forgiven. They are forgiven you. Why? Because you have forgiven yourself and others. You have allowed yourself to let go and free yourself from the resentment of yesterday into a freedom of now you've never known before. So today, your whole being is saturated with deep gratitude if you think as the power thinks, as you speak truth from the power. In John 10:30, I and my Father are one. I am one with infinite love, infinite intelligence, infinite prosperity, infinite life. The joy of celebration is absolutely beautiful, my friends, when we let go and let the beautiful be our way. Your challenge today, as mine is and everyone is to enhance our belief and then live our belief, our enhanced belief. It was Alexis Carrel who said, prayer should be understood not as a mere mechanical recantation of formula, but as a mystical evaluation, elevation, and absorption of consciousness in the contemplation of a principle both permeating and transcending our world. My prayer now transcends my world. 2,000 years ago, we were given some good advice. Be not conformed to the world, be transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 152 of the Science of Mind textbook, prayer is not an act of overcoming God's reluctance, but should be an active acceptance of God's highest willingness. Through prayer, we receive a spiritual law that has always existed and put ourselves in alignment with it. Ah, now what are you aligning yourselves with today, my friends? Greater good? Aligning yourself is identifying yourself. So what are you identifying yourself with? Well, today, again, you have the opportunity, maybe as never before in your life, to identify yourself with the one and perfect whole that is everywhere at once. It is all power, ready to back up your next idea. With this awareness, knowing that the power is backing up your next idea, should you not think about what you think about, so the next idea you have is one of positive enhancement for yourself, your body, your world, your bank account, your relationships, your work, your play, your creativity, your talent, your prayers. However you pray, it doesn't matter. They are all an expression of infinite presence within you. Right now, you can know. And know you know that the answer to your prayer is the prayer and is contingent only on your belief in it. So, what does this eliminate? It eliminates self-pity. All self-pity or sense of loneliness vanishes, it disappears. It does this because your thoughts transcend all negative conditions. My thinking transcends every negative condition in my life. Whatever it is, no matter how long it's been there, no matter how I've justified it in the past, my thought right now transcends all negative conditions. This is your opportunity to affirm it for yourself.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to let you know about a class we have coming up in March. The amazingly talented Reverend Christy Hardwick will facilitate a four-week book study based on the newly released Full Body Presence by Suzanne Scurlock Durana. Many teachers stress the importance of living in the present moment, but few give the actual practices to make it attainable. This class will teach you how to return to the perfect navigational system of the body and more fully inhabit each moment. The first 2 weeks will feature special guest Jane Harper, a Half Moon Bay yoga instructor who specializes in Ananda Yoga. To learn more about Reverend Christie's brilliant work, visit her at www.spiritedcontribution.com. I hope you'll plan to join us every Wednesday evening in March from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Again, affirm for yourself, my thought transcends all negative conditions. Now, as you let this be your way, what happens? You have absolute faith in your ability to meet every challenge. You are in this moment accepting the responsibility of making your own experience from a new understanding of you. You find yourself today, as never before, making right decisions. Why? Because you are letting in, you are letting infinite wisdom direct you instead of yesterday's negative self-definition, limited self-definition, doubtful self-definition. What if you could say today to yourself, everything I do prospers, and know what you're talking about? When you do this, and know what you're talking about, and speak your word as prosperity speaks, all of a sudden you discover what? You discover that your belief in success brings success to you. Now it does this because everything we think about, we successfully achieve, whether you're successfully happy or successfully unhappy. Success doesn't care what you do with it. So since it doesn't care, why don't you care and do something wonderful with it? There is nothing in you which denies the power of your word when you know what and who you are. There's nothing within you that denies greater good. Why? Because your ideas become your experience, and you know this and know you know it. Your objective life is the result of your inner thinking moving through law, becoming your outer experience, and it brings you desired results of good that your heart desires, and that heart desire is the divine urge, and it is good enough to be true. My friends, there is no restriction. There is no fear. There is no doubt when deep conviction of God's ever-givingness becomes your way. Your challenge is to let it be your way this wonderful day. A constant unfoldment of new ideas comes to your mind as you follow the dictates of the Spirit within you as you. How long has this advice been going on? In Psalms 32:8 from the Old Testament, from the Torah, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Now we're told, let our eye be single. In other words, when we affirm I am, come from the single awareness of the one mind, the one infinite intelligence in you as you, and know that as Jesus taught us very clearly, the wonderful Rabbi Jesus, who understood very clearly that God is love, and if love made everything because it's infinite, it only had itself to make everything out of. Therefore, the truth of you is love, and with you knowing this, you can affirm, I love and am loved. Can you do that today? It was John Greenleaf Whittier who said, search thine own heart. What paineth thee? In others, in thyself may be. Search thou own heart. What paineth thee? In others, in thyself may be. Maybe the pain you're feeling is not coming from somebody else. Maybe it's coming from how you feel about somebody else. How you feel about the outer condition, how you feel about yesterday, how you feel about the choices you've made in the past. Well, yesterday's over. It cannot arrive in your world again unless you insist on it. So stop insisting on it and allow yourself to know you are love and you are loved today, right now. We can look at the wonderful instruction of the Rabbi Jesus, who understood very clearly this principle when he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. I had a wonderful teacher once who pointed out, if we look at the lesson, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, he said, put that in first person and do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. Erase, my friends, from your consciousness any unkind thought today, any unkind thoughts of criticism, of gossip, or malice, just let them go. They're not doing you any good. Know that you cannot be happy in your life, as your life, unless you love and let yourself be loved, as you realize that you are made in the image and likeness of infinite love. You must also know that it is all of your brothers and sisters in this thing called life, no matter what religion, race, or background they have. We are all perfect expressions of the Spirit, all good and only good and all perfection, and only perfection is good enough to be true as everyone, but it is done unto everyone as everyone believes. So be conscious of your wholeness, and be conscious of the wholeness of everyone around you. Allow yourself to partake of the divine nature that is within you. One of the parents of our thinking and new thought, which we can go back to Ralph Waldo Emerson, the great grandfather of our teaching, and we can look at those around him, and we see all the wonderful people around him, and one of the best was Walt Whitman, who I guess you could call the great uncle of the New Thought teaching. Walt Whitman said, in all people I see myself. You know what bothers most people about other people is other people are not dealing with something that the people who are upset with other people are not dealing with within themselves. There is no idea in the mind of anything but greater good, and when you know this is true and you're one with it, then you can affirm there is no idea in my mind of any sense of superiority over anyone else. Why? Because we are all of God. Dr. Ernest Holmes said our challenge is to move from a belief in God to the belief of God. Divine love does away with condemnation. Divine love does away with criticism. If you let divine love be your way and think as this power thinks, speak truth from the power of divine love in action in your life as your life, you will find that you have no misunderstandings with people. Why? Because the love flowing through you blesses everyone you contact, and everyone knows that you feel this love for them, that you honor this love within them. Why? Because you're honoring it within yourself. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.